we believe that we can solve this case, but we need help. And we suffer as an agency, like many other agencies in the United States, with this code of silence. Do not come forward. It's a big mistake to tell the police anything. It's a big mistake not to tell the police something. I just spoke to the family moments ago and said to them, the real tragedy is not realizing when you have information that can solve this case and bring them some type of closure, the heartache that they're suffering, I think that supersedes this code of silence. We're asking for any and all help from the public, anyone that has any information. If you can lead us back to an arrest or you can just lead us back to NEFI, well, we're glad to hand over the reward money.
The pain is unbearable. I told my family I'm not going to shed a tear today because I'm mad. I'm mad in a way that I haven't been ever. I don't understand it myself. We need some closure to my family. We need to know if Niffy's alive. We need to know if she's gone. You know, it's just hard to have that lingering over your head. It's been a year. So Niffy didn't miss her birthday, her kids' birthdays. Her oldest child just graduated. And that's a major accomplishment, knowing that his mom is not there. We just want our family back.
I would just like for the public to know that if anybody's out there that's a parent, or put yourself in my place, if this was your child or your family member, you would want to be found. You would want somebody to find your family member. So it would really be appreciated to the fullest extent to please somebody step forward and tell me where my child is.